Blog Talk Radio.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you have to...
We are getting ready for our treatment. Right in Detroit, it's cold right now. I was talking to Pastor Elder down in Greenville, Mississippi. And her pastor died. About this man was the first man gave her opportunity to. And I was talking to the Lord gatekeeper, and when they come on, we're gonna talk. Mary, I asked Mary to read the 23rd number Psalm. Since I got Sherry on and Sherry's on, I took number Sherry. I'll do a couple of blacks and whites work together in slavery. And it wasn't for black, white over doors and railroad and the underground railroad, they wouldn't have made it. But tonight, you get married when you press one on your phone, let your hand come up. We're talking about what happened to George Floyd, or what happened to the young man in Memphis and all over this country. I don't want you to be about all those deaths. Talking to the gatekeeper, and the gatekeeper was telling me that they have to hold it down. So on this month, we have a planet coming. The green planet. This is the same planet that came that brought all the giants, all the things. This planet brought all the reptiles, big giants, reptiles. This is the only time alive you're going to see this planet. This planet is filling the earth up. is cleaning the earth up, like the mop the floor, for all the death. Work. He brought Dr. Martin Jr. down to the Delta. He worked all over the Delta. So this pastor worked, he's a Baptist minister. I'm working past the editor come and Pastor Elder gives all the 911 on it. But why Pastor Elder wanted this is and how to let the scripture you fold embrace the oneness of God. In the power of you think about economic, how you can answer started from nothing. And we can do the same thing. You can get other stuff off of your mind. All that's going on TV, people killing people, all that. What I mean is it got to him.
I can't barely hear you. You going in and out. You going in and out.
I'm going in and out. Okay, might be because in and out. You know. What about that?
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that prayer. And let me know.
You going in and out now.
You're
yeah.
They keep them. This is people. In and out.
I'm going to play a song. From LA to Miami. $1 billion flow. $1 trillion float. We are able to have more money than the government, because we are the government. $1 trillion float coming from Egypt, coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X, the birthplace of Martin Luther King, DuSable. I'm talking $1 trillion float, the slave train. I'm talking about Paul Lawrence done by Robeson, the slave train, the $1 billion float. You and me, me and you, poor and rich. We are rich because we're in the $1 billion float. Yeah, you can have that new Benz. Yeah, you can have that Beamer. Yes, you can have that Rose. Yes, you can have that Cadillac. Yes, you can have that up on the hill, up in New York, up in California, out in Oakland, Compton, L.A. You can have the $1 billion. Your health is 100%. You 100% woman, you 100% man, you 100% up with your education. I'm talking about the $1 billion flow. We are ripe for getting what belongs to us. Give me what you owe me, and you owe me a $1 billion flow. I want what's mine. I want to have the best of life. I want the sun to shine on me. I want my melon to wake up. People of color all over the world is in the $1 billion flow. Maybe you in Atlanta, Georgia, maybe you in California, maybe you're in Texas, maybe you're in New York, maybe you're in Florida, maybe you're in Canada, but you're in the $1 billion world. Maybe you're in St. Paul, Minnesota, or Indianapolis, Indiana, which is about the $1 billion flow. It's going on up in New York and Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, New Orleans. It's going on, the $1 billion flow. Down in Texas, Arkansas, North Carolina, South Carolina, huh? Phoenix, Las Vegas, New York. We're calling for the $1 billion flow. I see you rise up and be brilliant. Say I'm rich because I'm in the $1 billion flow. I am the original man. I am the original woman. I must have my respect. I must have my education. I must have $1 billion. I must be rich. I must lift my brothers and sisters out of the ghetto and out of poverty. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Get what I want. Have what I want. I can get it now. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Look at somebody. I'm in the $1 billion flow on my job. I'm in the $1 billion flow in my business. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Why don't you get in the flow of the billionaire? The trillionaire.
I'm waiting on Pastor Heather to call in. What happened down in Greenwood? Tell us what happened.
On the truck about he was murdered.
And around this month, Dr. King was murdered. And he is the beating and killing black men and women now. So tell all of us to be able to understand how did we get here at this point where we fight up, that we don't respect our women, we don't respect our children. How did we get here? And the reason
we got it left
because of hate,
jealousy. Yeah, but people have turned it back
away from God. And I want to tell you,
you got the whole world
in his hands with you. But God has the whole world in his hands. And once
you feel that, God controls
it, it's getting much better. You can have the business you want.
I want to play this thing with Dr. King.
Dr. King.
This is
separated. You was the temple at the Mason Temple in Christ in Memphis. When Dr. King was in Memphis,
they didn't have black police on police. Both of them
and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this. And it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
No,
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress,
your line is open. Wait, try to bring it together. I want to say this here. If you got a name, stop with your Atlanta City. We're going to spray crazy wherever you might be.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. Estimated.
Dr. King was an influence in your life. Let me go back to some of your opinions. What was Dr. King meant in you? Dr. King was a monster. I see several people got their hands up tonight. I'm talking about the freedom that was low.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this. And it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts.
It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes, yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check.
I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, Yes, I'm black. I'm proud of it. I'm black and beautiful.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turned up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see a kid in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? I saw a disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man's home. They follow each other on the wind and low, cause they got nowhere to go.
Open eyes.
Well, I want you to know that this month will be a good month for you. Some may want, some may want.
They said that we be a
oral will be a plane going across the earth. But I want to say to you, whatever you're doing, don't let the devil ride. Because you never let the devil ride and grab you. So I'm telling you, don't let him ride. Whatever he is, focus. For this year. I'm dropping my site, thusaidabraham.com. See, as you see, somebody needs a new home, you need a new car, you need a financial friend to our show that somebody will reach and get what they need, but don't let the devil ride.
fly out in the sun. You know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies are having fun. You know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done. That's what I mean. And this old world is a new world in a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Spend all the time, you know how I feel. The freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Bang! Bang. Alabama, Texas, the $1 trillion flow. down to Georgia, look, the $1 billion plus. Over enough. Enough for everybody. He was made for us to be rich. Made for us to be brilliant. People of color. People have melanin. You ask not, you have not. We ask you for what's ours. We are calling for you, you and you, to come into the $1 billion float. New car, new home. New land, new expression. A new philosophy. A new love. $1 billion float. $1 trillion float. We are able to have more money than the government, because we are the government. $1 trillion float coming from Egypt. Coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X, the birthplace of Martin Luther King, DuSable. I'm talking $1 trillion float, the slave train. I'm talking about Paul Lawrence done by Robeson, the slave train, the $1 billion float. You and me. Poor and rich. We are rich because we're in the $1 billion float. Yeah, you can have that new Ben. Yeah, you can have that Beamer. Yes, you can have that Rose. Yes, you can have that Cadillac. Yes, you can have that up on the hill, up in New York, up in California, out in Oakland, Compton, L.A. You can have the $1 billion. Yo. 100%. You 100% here. You 100% woman. You 100% man. You 100% up with your education. I'm talking about the $1 billion flow. We are ripe for getting what belongs to us. Give me what you owe me, and you owe me $1 billion flow. I want what's mine. I want to have the best of life. I want the sun to shine on me. I want my fellas to wake up. People of color all over the world. The $1 billion flow. Maybe you in Atlanta, Georgia. Maybe you in down in California. Maybe you in Texas. Maybe you in New York. Maybe you in Florida. Maybe you in Canada, but you in the $1 billion flow. Maybe you in St. Paul, Minnesota, or Indianapolis, Indiana. Which am I to?
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Get no better.